Good morning, and once again, welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion. Have a seat and have a hot cup of coffee with me, and let's be joyful. To be very honest, I am tired of negative, unhappy, troublesome, tragic stories on every type of media, and honestly, every conversation. I feel like putting my head in the sand just for a few moments, or maybe days, to take a break from it all. But that is foolish thinking. So I began searching for something inspiring in various devotionals and versions of the Bible, and then there it was, a psalm for giving grateful praise, Psalm 100. 1-5. It has been a while since I've read Psalm 100. How about you? As a child, I always thought of this as the Thanksgiving psalm because it seems it was always read at that time of year. I think I even memorized it in school for Thanksgiving programs, public school in the 50s. I noticed it the other day while I was looking for something cheerful to focus on for this podcast. There it was. Psalm 100, King James Version, because it is the version I memorized. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Like much of the Bible, I have read verses many times and taken them at face value, which, by the way, in my opinion, is not without value. It's certainly much better than not reading at all. But this time, I wanted to really pay attention to what these verses were saying to you and me. So I read it from several versions. The following is my interpretation. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. To me, the verse means be joyful. Sing joyfully, listen to music that's joyful, praise the Lord joyfully in your prayers. If you are lucky enough to be somewhere no one can hear you or are brave enough, shout to the Lord, yell out at the top of your lungs, thank you. Man, wouldn't it be cool if everyone on your block walked out of their front door at a designated time and shouted with enthusiasm, thank you, Lord, that I am alive. Or whatever they were overjoyed about. If everyone, your block and mine, and all around the world did it at the same time, I wonder what the consequences would be. I think joy would explode like fireworks on the 4th. And maybe, just maybe, the angels in heaven would shout for joy too. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord, how do we do that? Well, I think by treating others the way he would if he were right here, right now, in his physical form as he was in Bible times. Providing food for the hungry, donating food or money to North Atlanta Community Charities, clothes and household goods for the needy to the Kidney Foundation or Goodwill, soothing the hearts of those grieving or ill, listening to someone that we know is lonely, and in every action, sing in your heart, if not out loud, without embarrassment, thankfulness that you have the privilege of serving Him. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Let go of your doubts and allow yourself to know the Lord Jesus Christ is God, and that He, in some way we don't have to understand, made all living things, including us. As you carry the DNA of your earthly parents, I wonder, is it possible we carry just a touch of the DNA of God Himself? We indeed are His sheep, His family, His children, in the pasture of His world. Verse 4. Enter into the gates, His gates, with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Wherever you are in His creation, your backyard, the park, the forest, the beach, a pasture, the mountains, any place where His creation is evident, enter into the space with thanksgiving. Stop. Rest. Breathe. Search for and see the beauty He has provided, and praise His genius and creativity that is beyond our understanding. Verse 5. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. If you take to heart the verses in this psalm, praising Him, serving Him, giving Him credit for His part in your creation, with the joy of joys in your heart, thank Him for this earth and that you are a sheep in His earthly pasture, I believe you will come to recognize that He, the Lord, is only good. His mercy, that is His love and His faithfulness, His always sticking by us, will last and be in place now and forever. There is no doubt. If you are feeling overwhelmed with the troubles of the world, try dwelling on this psalm. Begin your day tomorrow, and maybe the next day, in the quiet of morning, with the message of these words, and feel the arms of our God surrounding you. Thank you this morning for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.